Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great. That is Father Jim you hear playing clarinet in our theme music. His preaching today is entitled, So Much More Than Just Another Appearance Story.
A reading from the Gospel of John. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Simon Peter answered him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. He then said to Simon Peter a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Simon Peter answered him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep. Jesus said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. He said this by signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, Follow me. The Gospel of the Lord. What tremendous readings we have had for this season of Easter. Just a couple of weeks ago, we experienced the Gospel of John and the empty tomb. And I so enjoyed preaching about the fullness that we discover in emptiness, if we are not afraid to enter the emptiness. Last week, it was glorious to experience the risen Lord in the upper room with the disciples both times, but especially the second time, calling Thomas forward and not scolding Thomas, not chiding Thomas, not embarrassing Thomas for his disbelief or for his doubt, but giving Thomas whatever Thomas needed to get on board. Just like parents do with their children, Jesus, the risen Lord, gave Thomas whatever he needed to get on board. The risen Lord was as healing a figure in the life of his disciples as he was when he walked the earth. This weekend, the third Sunday of Easter, we have this beautiful, beautiful gospel from John 21, which is a fairly long gospel, so I chose to only read the last part of it. But it's the story of the appearance of the risen Lord on the Sea of Tiberias. You know the story by heart. It is one of the most beautiful stories in all of John's gospel. I read just the last part because, like last Sunday's gospel and the appearance that had such a powerful teaching in terms of Jesus' relationship to Thomas, so too this weekend the Sea of Tiberias appearance presents us with such incredible teachings. What we are hearing is so much more than just another appearance story. We are experiencing the risen Lord, almost bringing to fulfillment everything that Jesus tried to preach when he walked the earth. You have this beautiful, beautiful story of Jesus with Peter, of Jesus asking him three times if he loved him, That in itself is a teaching. So much more than just another appearance story. That in itself is such a great teaching. Jesus taking back or giving Peter the chance to take back his three denials of him before his crucifixion. It's so funny that the gospel says Peter was disturbed that he asked him three times. Still didn't understand. Peter still had so much trouble getting it. He asked him three times and gave him three times to profess his love, to take back his three denials. And what always strikes me as so powerful about this gospel is that every time Jesus asked him, and every time Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you," Jesus did not say back to him, "I love you too, Peter." He said, "Tend my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep." He never once said back to him, "I love you too." But he took Peter's love and said, "Tend others because of your love for me." What has always struck me about this passage is that it is so much more than a Peter and Jesus moment. Sometimes that's hard for us to hear, but even in our deepest experiences of God in our lives, even in our deepest experiences of relationship with Jesus in our lives, can we hear in this gospel that even in the depth of those moments, it is more than me and Jesus moments? It is more than about me and Jesus. It will always be more. I will always be included, and for that I'm so incredibly grateful. I will always be included. We will always be included in the dynamic relationship that we have with our God in Jesus. But it will always be more than just a dynamic relationship between ourselves and Jesus. It will always be about the sheep. It will always be about the sheep. And the joy and the privilege and the depth and the profound reality of our getting to have a relationship at all will be because the God of Easter expects us to become Easter ourselves. And every appearance of the risen Lord to the disciples sets them on fire. Every appearance of the Lord to the disciples is so much more than just another appearance. ¶¶